right, welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. This week, I am your host. I'm John Bosch. Tonight, we have Matt Price in the contestant chair. Matt, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Ready to bring home one for Team DGN since you couldn't do it last week, buddy.
Yeah, I failed. I definitely failed. Good luck on the other side. It's a lot harder on the other side than it actually appears. You've got some worthy competition tonight. We've got Dynasty Frank and we've got Tyler Gunther. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you doing? I'm going to win this. It's without a question. I want it. And let's just get this going. Thank God Nathan Powell invented this type of format. I'm just so happy. God bless Nathan Powell.
Oh, Nathan. How are you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing great. I don't know what Frank's talking about because I don't like hearing people who get second place just chatter on and on about winning. It's really annoying, isn't it? Right?
Why you keep talking?
I think you'd be in third place.
I'm sorry.
All right.
So we've got three games that we're going to play tonight. And if we do end up having a tie, then we get to play the game that everybody seemed to like a lot last week. We have fake news as the tiebreaker, but only as the tiebreaker. So, guys, try and end up getting this into a tie. First game we're going to play is an ADP-based game. So the game we're going to play today is kind of a version of, was it Card Sharks, where you get a value and then you get to decide if you want to hold or keep moving on. So we're going to play it based on the change in an ADP position. So, you know, if a guy drops five spots, that card would be worth five. I've got 15 names. So the max you can go is up to five. So you can stop at any time. The target here is looking for the player with the biggest change. Doesn't have to be the biggest jump. Could be the biggest fall. So you're trying to get the biggest change. Everybody understand the rules?
How many points till to win the game?
It'll just be whoever gets the biggest change player.
Okay.
So you know, I'll pick one person who'll get a start. I have numbers 1 through 15 in front of me, and they'll get a pick, and then I'll tell you the player name. And you could say if you want to stop with that player or you want a different player.
Okay.
Match you can use on your turn is five players. So we're going to start with Tyler.
Yeah, please. Can I go last?
Tyler can pick a number 1 through 15, and I'll tell you the player that's with that guy. These numbers have no value. They're just random numbers so that they're essentially drawing a card out of a deck.
All right, I'm going to go with the greatest quarterback of all time's number in number two, Matt Ryan.
Number two. So number two is player Jay Ajayi. So from June to July, you have to decide, do you want to stay with how much his value or his ADP changed, or would you like to go to another card?
I got a question. Sorry. Redraft the Dynasty ADP.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dynasty. This is DLF ADP. From June to July.
Okay. So if I keep them, what do I have to do?
Good question, Mr. Fantasy Tilt Redraft Podcast host.
Nice plug. Okay.
That was subtle. But
all right. Okay. So if I keep Ajayi, I have to guess how many spots?
No, if you keep him, you're done. And if he ends up being the biggest mover on the list of 15 players, then you win the game.
Actually, I'm going to.
You're going to keep him?
I'm going to keep him.
Wow.
Good. He's
Alrighty.
Done with
one and done for Tyler.
Loser. Yeah.
Story of my life.
We'll go to Frank, and we'll let Matt have the home field advantage, of course. Of course. Frank, you've got 1 through 15 to pick. Cannot pick number 2.
Going to go with my favorite number, 7.
7 is Dion Lewis.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Jesus. No, I'm not going to keep him. He's
not going to keep him. You're passing on Dion Lewis.
Yeah, he's had a crap ADP the whole offseason. So between June and July, I don't think anything's happened. So no, I'm not Alrighty. Keeping him.
Pick another number then.
1 through 15, you said? 11.
11. That's going to be Antonio Brown.
I'm not keeping him.
All right. Pick another number.
12.
So picky.
I know. I'm winning this. 12.
I will go ahead and give the hint that, yeah, Antonio Brown was a good one to pass on. He actually hasn't moved.
Yeah.
So number 12, Tyreek Hill.
I'm Ooh. Taking him.
Alrighty. So Frank is holding steady
on the winner.
Tyreek Hill. All right, Mr. Home Field Advantage.
Let's go 15. Let's go 15.
Number 15 is Kevin White.
Pass.
All right. Matt,
just like the bear should have.
All right, so you've got you've still got the other numbers to choose here.
14.
T.Y. Hilton. Which,
I don't remember all the numbers left, so you're okay. Gonna tell me.
I can give you a quick rundown.
How about 8?
8 works. Allen Robinson.
I think collusion, Frank. I mean, there's
so many. Do I get? I get 5, and this is my.
That was your third pick, so I'm assuming you're taking a fourth pick.
I'm gonna pass. Number okay. one.
I would have taken him.
Number That's one is. One. Number one is Chris Conley.
Oh.
I'm gonna go ahead and stay with Chris Conley.
Damn you! That's okay. it. Allen Robinson. That's it.
Who wants a side bet? Allen Robinson's the one that dropped the most.
No, I think it's Conley. It's Conley,
dude.
It's Conley.
Conley
went from like 200s to like 120 or so.
Nope. All right, let's get it.
Son of a bitch, Matt Price won.
Yeah, that's right.
So Tyler went with Jay Ajayi. His ADP only changed 9 spots. Let's see. Frank, you went with Tyreek Hill. He had a change of 12 spots.
See?
12. Matt had Chris Conley, a change of 18 spots. God,
son of a...
What was A-Rob?
Allen Robinson changed... Where was 3. He at?
Yeah, probably.
Only 1 spot. Wow. Only 1 spot. Antonio Brown stayed the same. We did have some people go over. Matt, you passed on Kevin White. He actually dropped 16 spots.
Oh, wow.
So he had a pretty significant drop. That would have also won you the game. Deion Lewis. You laughed at Deion Lewis, but he is just falling off the map now, apparently.
I thought he was always off the map.
Yeah, apparently in June, some people still remembered him, but he's got to be getting close to just off the list at this point.
How Looks can like he even be falling with no knees?
25, wow.
Oh, man, I should have taken him.
And then one guy that I kind of was hoping somebody would have picked was Josh Gordon, because I really wanted to see if you guys would have stayed or passed on Josh Gordon.
I don't know. I think I would have stayed, but I don't know.
He dropped 17 spots. He's in. I should have actually marked down where he was on the ADP right now. I've got to believe like he's. How is anybody still drafting him?
I mean, he still could get. I don't know. He could still get reinstated, right?
There's your answer. There's your answer, right? There.
I haven't yet, but I thought I have 1 pick left in SFB. You guys, 1 pick, so it might happen.
Oh my gosh! I took him last year in SFB and regretted it. All season.
I'm waiting for Matt to come with a comparison, an animal comparison for Josh Gordon. It's like a baby kangaroo that is disowned by its mother. You see, the mother actually will come back within 8 to 10 months and come back to his child. See, that's what Josh Gordon looks like.
He's a puppy. Josh Gordon is definitely a hand-raised animal for sure.
Oh, geez. All right, we don't have an animal game on here. That's way too easy. I'm not going to give the whole – I'm not giving the episode to Matt. That's just way too easy.
So, I'm already on the way, John. I'm already on the way.
I know. This is.
By the way, Matt, I'll be expecting my job interview soon after that little comment.
Come out.
All right, we'll move on. We'll move on to the second game now. The second game, this is real easy. I'm going to give 2 player names, and you're just trying to pick which player is younger. So your name will be your buzzer. So when I say the 2 names... Whoever I hear, if you want to give a visual signal of a hand raise, whatever, I've got 10 of them. The first person to 4 wins.
Is there a penalty for guessing?
There really should be, but I didn't write it up that way.
Well, we're just
I probably should. Let's do it. Let's do a -1 for a penalty for guessing so that you don't just buzz in and guess every single time. Does that work?
Yeah.
Wait.
Now I have to keep track of math.
Yeah, you guys are going down.
All right, so the first pairing that we have, so everybody understand you're looking for the younger player. Okay. Drew Brees, Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
That's not how you buzz in, Tyler.
Carson Palmer's younger.
All right.
Carson Palmer is younger. I was actually kind of surprised when I was looking up ages.
37 and 39, I think.
Yep. Brees was listed at 38, but he might be turning 39 soon. But like Palmer feels like he should be about 65 right now, doesn't he? I mean, he's living in Arizona at this point, you know. I'm guessing that people are still drafting Drew Brees way ahead of Carson Palmer, you know, right?
Maybe, he's way ahead. Maybe him going to Arizona, how, like, elderly people move to Arizona, maybe it's good for him and his joints and his skin.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry heat, of course.
They've got all those health spas out there, you know.
Sedona and the energy vortexes.
There it is. Maybe that's how he's finding it. All right, so that was a point for Tyler. Yes, come on, Tyler. Don't let Matt win.
You guys are going down. Right. I know a lot of ages.
The hand raise really works well for letting the audience know when you're buzzing in, by the way.
Yeah, that was the audience, I'm sure, loved that. But I'll, you know, try and say your name, and I will also look for visual, whatever. I'm not going to invest in actual buzzers. That's way too much. So, all right, pairing number two. We've got Greg Olsen or Delanie Walker.
Hey-o. Go,
Matt. Go.
Oh, that's
the only one that said my name like an actual buzzer.
Okay, I have no idea.
I went A-O.
I went.
Who do we get? Who wants to volunteer to let somebody else take a stab at it?
I say
I'll drop out. I'll drop out. That's fine.
All right, Frank's got it. Go for it, Frank.
Who was it?
Okay, I'm gonna say it because that's
Let's
younger.
I remember
it was Greg Olsen and Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker's younger.
Delanie Walker is younger. Now that's an absolute guess. Do you have any idea by how much he's younger?
Am I right, number one?
Yes, you're right.
2 years.
A year.
Matt, you want to toss a guess?
It's less than a year. It's for sure less than a year because I thought Walker was older.
Yeah, they're only like 4 months apart.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know less than a year was an option.
There's an age unless they're born on the same day. I don't have access to like the time of birth, but I can get days of birth. So
I'm not good with numbers. I just round everything off. What time is it? 5:05. Okay, it's 6.
That's how rounding works.
That's definitely how you round.
You guys obviously don't know math. All right, whatever.
We're going to keep moving along here. T.Y. Hilton, Randall Cobb.
Matt,
who you got?
Wait, am I guessing who's older or younger?
Who's younger?
Who's younger, Randall Cobb?
He is younger. Do you know by how much?
Collusion.
At least a year. I'll say 2 years.
Yeah, I think it's over a year, in less than two, though, so.
I think it honestly might be a year, like less than a year. Hilton might be 27. Cobb, I think, just turns 27 this year.
Yeah, it is 27 and 26 is correct. You are right. Oh, I'm on the phone with somebody. Nice. Turn that off. Solid job. All right, we're moving along. We have Alshon Jeffrey or Terrell Pryor.
Yep.
Matt.
Gunther. Tyler got the I guess that's his name.
Alshon is younger than Terrell Pryor by about a year.
Yeah, Alshon is younger. You know, hopefully people know that Terrell Pryor is actually older than what he seems just because last year was his big breakout year. But in case there's people out there listening that aren't degenerates like Tyler.
I think he's actually closer age to Richard Pryor than he is to Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, what?
Matt, you can edit that out.
No, keep it. Sheesh. That's solid.
That's cold, Jerry.
All right, Tyler's halfway to winning the game.
All right.
So now we're going to go with Cameron Meredith or Brandon Cooks.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I just...
Was Tyler buzzing in?
Yes.
You're killing me.
Okay. All right, Tyler, go for it.
Brandon Cooks is younger.
Yep.
Brandon Cooks is younger. That is correct. All right. So before we get to what could end up being the final one, how much do you guys take age into account when you're actually like evaluating a guy that you want to go after, a guy that you want to draft? You know, how much do you factor in age? It has to be a factor in Dynasty.
Right. I would say 30%. It's not the end all be all.
I don't have a percentage for me. Like, I want a running back that's probably younger than 26. If I'm going to draft him early for a wide receiver, you know, it's a lot bigger range. I don't mind drafting the 27, 28, 29, even the 30-year-olds pretty early.
And see, for me, it completely switched after this year. I went all youth. and I hated it. Like, I hated my teams. It seriously sucks. Like, you just sit there and you're just like, well, this is all potential. That should be your team name, Potential. Because that's all it is. And I hate losing.
Well, you know, I mean, wide receivers peak between like 27 and 31. 29 is actually the highest percentage of receivers that have finished in the top five on a yearly basis. So they really peak that late. So if you take those, everybody loves those young receivers. You know, you take the Amari Coopers, Laquon Treadwells, who's 20 years old. You're going to be waiting 7-8 years for peak production. So I don't mind spending for those older guys at that position.
Do you guys have a sell point for any specific position where if a guy gets to age X at position, whatever, I really look to try and shop him then?
No.
Not really.
I'll ship anybody out at any time as long as I'm getting value, but I don't look at a number. I don't look at their age at all.
Yeah, I think the one time I actually worried about that was Julio, and that was 2 years ago. I saw the foot injury, and I kind of panicked, and I actually sold. Well, I love the trade. Now I sold for Mariota, Amari Cooper, Duke Johnson, and I want to say Kevin White.
Ugh, that's a horrible trade.
Back then, yeah, it was terrible. But Amari Cooper was great to have.
No. I still rather have Julio though.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we'll see if we can knock out a couple of these a couple more age questions before Tyler, you know, all wins right. This game. So let's go with John Brown and Kelvin Benjamin.
Matt. Frank. I already Frank called Wilson. It. John Brown is younger than Kelvin Benjamin.
Negative
incorrect.
One for Frank.
Yeah, incorrect.
Damn it. As long as Tyler doesn't get this.
Come on now.
Yeah, and I guess in this game, you can't really have somebody else answer it. So I guess we need to make the addendum. If we get through all 10, then whoever's leading wins. Yeah. So quick reset. Tyler's at 3, Matt's at 1, and Frank still is mathematically possible. We've got Jamison Crowder or Kevin White.
Tyler. Matt.
Oh, Tyler buzzed in.
Give me some Crowder.
Tyler has won the game. That's all right. I'm actually rooting for Tyler as long as he beats Matt. So
Kevin White's 25. Crowder is 20.
I'm going to chalk this loss up to the buzzer scenario.
There you go.
Leg. I'm chopping it up to leg. Yeah,
that's right.
Leg. Yeah.
They got those super fast internet connections up there in Minnesota.
That's because nobody really has internet up here.
Scott took the night off, so the internet just shut down in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, there you go. Scott Fishbowl is kind of at an ease, so...
I'm going to ask one more just for fun, because I'm curious to hear the answers on it. So Tyler won the game officially, but how about if I would have said Carlos Hyde and Spencer Ware?
Frank. Tyler,
I got it first.
I know Frank loves Carlos Hyde. We're going to let him answer.
I think it's Ware though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to toss a guess out?
No, he's right.
It is Ware. He is younger. Damn.
Right.
They're both 25. They were both born in the city of Cincinnati, and they were born about 2 months apart.
Nice.
All right, we've got one final game here. So to recap the episode so far, we've got Matt as the winner of one game. We've got Tyler as the winner of another game.
Rigged.
And we have Frank playing the position that I played last week of just being kind enough to let others win.
No, I'm going to screw this up. I'm putting them up. I want to hear fake news.
Oh, please.
Needs to be heard.
Yeah, hurry up and win this game, Frank, so we can play.
Yeah, please win this game, Frank. The fake news is so much fun.
I'm going to try my best.
All right, so the final game that we have is it's a name game. There's going to be things. I will give you a clue, and you might have to come up with like a fantasy team name that would equal that. Or... if you remember like the before and afters from Wheel of Fortune long ago, like, you know, the second word in a pair of words is shared with the first word in another pair.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yes.
All right. So the name game, the first clue, this is, you're going to be looking for, you know, a fantasy team name based on this clue. So okay. Kids game of searching filled with the Buckeyes running backs.
Hide and Zeke.
That was got Matt started it first, I think.
I think that was Frank.
That's awful.
I think that was Frank. I'm pretty sure.
No, Matt got that.
Yeah, I think I heard Matt. All right, so now you guys all get that one.
Wait, are we supposed to say our name or the title?
Let's go with name first, just in case, okay. Like you blurt out an answer that's right. Wrong.
Like what just happened?
Exactly. Oh,
like what just happened?
Hey-o.
I stood there like a deer in headlights. I didn't even bother with that one. Now I get the game. All right.
All right. So now we're gonna do a before and after at this point. So we've got a Chargers receiver catching a pass from the Miami University product.
Say that one more time.
Chargers receiver catching a pass from a University of Miami product.
Nope. A Chargers receiver catching a pass from a Miami University product.
Don't just say it. A Chargers receiver.
I'm stumped. I don't know any Miami University quarterbacks.
You don't?
Frank,
I don't
Frank.
Think so.
I know
University of Miami is different.
Did you just bust in an answer there?
I said Frank, yeah.
What do you got?
Oh, Shiza.
He's going to go negative.
No. I'd like to hear the question one more time, please. I think
still no lifelines in this game yet. So we have a Chargers wide receiver catching a pass from a Miami University product. So all you're looking for is a before and after. So it's three names is what you're looking to say here. It's not a play on words, anything like that. This is just...
I'm thinking about a fantasy team name.
No, this is not the team name. This is just the before and after.
Well, in that case,
I have no idea. So feel free to take a shot, Tyler.
So,
hold on, wait. Frank, do you have anything?
Is it Keenan?
No, it's not.
I'm lost.
All right, what do you got, Tyler?
Is it Tyrell Williams and Ben Roethlisberger?
Travis Benjamin Roethlisberger.
Oh, okay.
Now do we get the before and after?
No, I knew the before and after, okay. But I didn't know Ben Roethlisberger went to
University of Miami, Ohio.
Yeah. Miami University.
Remember Tommy Boy?
I don't remember Tommy Boy. That was long ago.
This is going to Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Not Columbus, Georgia.
All right, we're going to do another before and after. We've got former Saints tight end paired with the most annoying fantasy position.
Franco.
Go for it, Frank.
I'm going to say Franco. Graham Gano. I don't know.
There you go. Jimmy Graham Gano.
Nice work, Frank.
Frank got it.
Am I at one or zero?
You're at zero now.
Okay, zero.
All right, we've got another team name coming up.
Okay.
The clue for it is Super Mario Brothers villains beverage holder.
Cooper Cup. Matt. Cooper Cup.
Matt.
Yes. Very good.
No. Matt, you're not right. You're not completely right. I'll give you another shot here.
Wait, what?
Super Mario Brothers, you're close. You're on the right track. You just have to finish the names. Super Mario Brothers villains beverage holder.
Cooper Cup holder?
You're going to get the point because it's hard for me to get the exact.
Cooper Cup holder?
I was looking for King Koopa's cup. So you're right with the Cooper Cup. Yeah. There you go. But you got to throw that King in there. But we're going to give it to
you. That's a minus one.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We're going to throw it in there. King Koopa's cup. All right, we're going to go back to a before and after. Soon to regress quarterback paired with soon to be cut Philadelphia Eagles running back.
Frank.
Go for it, Frank. Matt
Ryan Matthews.
There you go. Matthews.
Whoa.
Isn't that fun?
It is pretty fun. Not that one.
One more and get me in there.
Wait, Tyler's. Oh, wait. Frank's got to win this game, right?
2-1-0, right?
It's 2-1 minus one for Tyler.
Yeah, I got minus one.
2-1 minus one. All right.
I'm kind of throwing in the towel on this game.
All right. Be ready here, Frank.
All right. Let's try this.
All right. Team name, politically correct seasonal greeting for a Detroit rookie.
Frank.
Home for the holidays. Sorry, damn it.
That's not right, because Home for the Holidays would not be a seasonal greeting.
That'd be a damn good team name, though.
Matt.
Frank buzzed in and Tyler jumped in somehow.
Isn't it Happy Holidays?
There you go. Happy Holidays.
Oh, shit. 2-2.
Frank's on a roll.
I'm totally going to ruin it. I'm going to get this one right.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
It's my really comeback.
News.
All right, we've got a before and after. 2016 Patriots rookie with 2017 Bears rookie.
Malcolm Mitchell Trubisky. Matt, Malcolm Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, Matt got it.
Nice.
He got it, then buzzed in.
I get
then
too
got
excited
it.
For the buzzer.
All right, now we've got another. We'll go another before and after here. Alliterative Buffalo Bill with Falcons home run guy.
Say
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Tyrod Taylor Jones.
That's not no! right.
You just
put this on a platter.
Tyrod Taylor Gabriel.
I got it.
Go for it, Tyler. Ruin the game.
It's not ruined.
Tyrod Taylor Gabriel.
Oh, wait. Matt gets a -1 for that. That's
yes,
right.
We're tied.
All right.
And you're at 0
I
can't
believe I just did that.
Yes.
Wow.
That's really terrible. That's really terrible.
Oh, my
Taylor
God.
Taylor Jones. Is he the sleeper that everybody's always looking for when they say who
I was
sleeper
like,
this year?
I should have just slowed down. I was like, I'm on a clock here.
He's from that, you know, on the Dynasty Trade Calculator, how we mentioned, you know, Superior Community College. He's playing with them.
All right. We've got a couple more here. So this is going to be a team name. We're going to go with rookie running back interested in exploring new adult fun.
One more time.
I'll throw in a little bonus here. So Saints, rookie running back interested in exploring new adult
fun. I got it.
Tyler. Go for it, Tyler.
Kamara Sutra.
There you go.
Oh, very good.
Tyler got that one. I was trying to make sure the inflection gave it away there.
Frank's writing these team names down. Ooh.
These are good names.
Like, I've had the conversation before that I don't like team names based on players because the people change them constantly, and as a commissioner, it annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I can still think of them, so they're still fun to play with.
My team names are usually just to piss off my home league mates. Like, I'll just like, I'm the best there ever was. Like, you ain't the best there ever was. Like, just to piss people off. Like, I'm going to win this league. You guys suck as my team name. Stuff like that.
Frank,
so
why don't
for
you
those
just be
who wonder
the
if, for those that wonder if Frank is in real life the way he is on Twitter, apparently the answer is yes.
Yes.
I just started a new home league, and my team name is literally Who Needs a Towel? And it's a gif of Towley on South Park. Walking around
hot. All right, we've got one more. I'm pretty sure Frank's going to win this game so we can have a tie. Let's see.
2-2-1, right? 2-2-1?
I don't know. I don't want to keep score. Yeah.
I'm coming back.
Matt, you lost
I'm storming
one.
Back.
It's 2-2-1.
It's 2-2-1, yep. There's one person here that has a pretty distinct advantage to getting this answer.
And it's Matt, right. Of course.
It is unfortunately Matt. If Matt Price's 2016 Seattle running back pick had been right, he would have been doing this with his winnings.
Right here, Tyler.
Go for it, Tyler.
Rolls Royce.
No, that's is it wrong. Name? Tyler's out.
You mentioned that.
He would. Well, you know what? Maybe, but that's kind of lame. Let's go. Anybody else have another guess?
Matt.
Yeah, Matt just said something.
Thomas Rawlson and Cash.
Yeah, something along those lines.
That
we're just gonna scrap. We're gonna scrap ever. That whole thing. But
hey, you just called the judge and jury here, Mr. John Bosch. Stupid.
Yeah.
That's not gonna work out.
That's
you.
A different game. That's a different game. He's not a judge or
Rawlson in the Cash. Rawlson in the Cash was right along the lines with, you know, what the answer should have been. Like Rawlson that's what you do with your winnings. If you're playing in a league where you can go get a Rolls Royce. With your winnings, you do not belong in this
league. That is a high-stakes league.
You
oh
do not belong here.
Then you guys aren't playing fantasy right.
Stepped up their game.
You guys aren't playing fantasy right then.
I thought Tyler was going to be like, well, if you get on the draft app, you can make all kinds of money.
Jeez, look at these shameless plugs he's given.
I'm doing what I can. I got to have other people want to come on and play, right?
You know, that name is a tilt. Like the fantasy tilt on Dynasty Happy Hour. Come in there.
That is a professional segue right there.
Yeah, big time. All right. I think Matt may have actually won
that. Is that it?
That's it.
If we're giving him Ralston in the cash, then Matt gets the victory.
I got to get going anyway, so.
All righty. Thanks for joining us, Tyler. You want to give everybody your information before you check out of here?
Yeah, check me out, Dynasty Happy Hour, Twitter, at DHHGunth. We've got a bunch of new things happening. We are in search for new co-hosts, so hopefully we find one soon. You can check out the new pods to see if we actually got one. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But yeah, and we got the, like you guys heard, DHH Fantasy Tilt with Dynasty Frank here, Keaton Denley, and Tim Torch. We'll see how Tim Torch does in this redraft setting. I'm very excited for it because it's literally like a mutt puppy going into the woods. Like you have no idea what's going to happen. And I love that.
I'm not sure I know what a mutt puppy is.
Well, you're the animal guy. I mean,
right? Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
Like a three-legged dog going into the woods, a dark forest.
All right. I never heard a three-legged dog called a mutt puppy. I've heard them called tripod before.
Is this from like The Hobbit?
Yes.
Speaking of The Hobbit, did you guys see it was on Colbert, Andy Serkin, who plays Gollum in the movies. Yes. He read Donald Trump tweets. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
I need to look that up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tyler, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Us, Tyler. All right, Frank, before you jet out of here, you want to give us your information and what you have in the works?
Wow, what do I have in the works? Like Tyler said, I'm going to be joining the Fantasy Tilt, DHH Fantasy Tilt. I'm on the Bull Rush with Scott Fish and Ryan McDowell. I'm also sometimes write at the Fantasy Authority. I'm still learning how to write, so... I suck at it, but I'm trying. So and on the Twitter machine, check me out at Dynasty Frank.
Writing is nowhere near as much fun as just talking and recording. Yeah. Like it's so much more fun to just talk. So let me ask you this. If I would have given this, I'm now regretting this because we don't get to play fake news.
Why don't we just play it? Unless Frank's gonna go.
Let's play it.
Just sure. For fun. Okay. I'm already the champion, but we can play for fun.
All right, we'll do that. Tyler had to take off, everybody. But we're going to go ahead and play fake news between Matt and Frank just for fun because, hell, it's game night, and there's no like set time that game night has to end when you're getting together with friends and everybody says, let's play one more game. And you're like, ah, sure, why the hell not? We're going to have Frank and Matt competing. So I'm going to read a headline, and then one of the contestants will say fake or real, and then the other contestant will decide if they want to agree or disagree with them. So the first headline that we have, Russell Wilson not in sync with wife Sierra at the ESPYs.
Not in sync with wife Sierra. I say that's a full fake news.
I'm gonna say fake news too.
That is fake. Damn you guys. I was hoping with the ESPYs at least being recent, right? Those were just on, weren't they?
I think so, yeah. Peyton Manning and all
I didn't
that.
Know if you were going for like a play on words with NSYNC the band, but that's what made me think fake.
Oh, no. Nope. I was not going for a play on words there. I do like plays on words, but most headline writers also try. You'd be surprised.
Just read the Post, the New York Post. Those headline writers are great.
All right. Next headline. Could the Bears use a Tim Tebow-type package for rookie Trubisky?
No, fake news.
I'm going to say fake also.
That is real, and that was a story on NFL.com.
What?
Interesting.
It is the offseason.
I mean, what does that even mean? Does that mean they want Trubisky to run a bunch? I mean, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I can't foresee how...
Yeah, I know he's a little bit athletic, but he's not Tebow. He's not... I don't know.
Well, it's not like Tebow was super successful in that package anyway.
Right. So. Hey, he won a playoff game, all right?
Yes, he did.
I think they're just trying to say, yeah, we traded up for him. We're going to try to use him in his rookie year. Don't worry, fans. You know, like, you're going to see him, stuff like that. But they're not going to do it.
All righty. Next one. How is the NFL cheating rookies out of millions of dollars?
I'm going to say real.
That's real.
That was real. They surely are. They're cheating not just rookies. I'm going to assume they're cheating all kinds of players. I mean, the owners deal in B's and the players play in M's. So
I mean, they took it to an extreme, right? Like, before, rookies were making like Sam Bradford and Stafford, they made like $50 million on the rookie contracts, but now it's gone maybe too far back the other way, especially with the cap increases.
Yeah, that was a pretty slick deal that they negotiated with active NFL players. Hey, if we cap the guys that you're not playing with yet, if we put a cap on them and bump you by just a small little percentage, like, you okay with that?
Right.
And of course,
like, yeah, sure. Like, why not?
Oh, so ours goes up. Yeah, we're good with that. But
the owners are too smart, man. The owners are too
definitely
smart.
Definitely took them all down. Alrighty, next one. Tony Club finally admits next door neighbors Brady and Bunchen.
I don't even know who that is, so I'm going to say fake.
No, actually, since I don't know who it is, I'm going to say real. Where did his name come from?
Tony Club?
Tony as in an adjective. The club is Tony. It's posh.
Oh, I got you.
And it is a real headline.
See?
Uh-huh. It is a real headline. Apparently, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen were not welcome at some club until recently. Huh?
It must have been in, like, New York or something, right?
It says next-door neighbors. I'm assuming it's something.
We love the Patriots. We love to see the Patriots. Giants fans do. They want to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl all the time.
That's fair.
All righty. Seahawks and Sounders to declare an official 12th man for 2017.
That's new. That's real.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Nope. That's fake.
Damn it, Matt.
I lived in Seattle for almost 2 years, so that does sound something like they would do. So it sounded real to me.
I happen to know that you lived in Seattle for a little while. So that one was definitely targeting to get you to lose. So. All right. Cameron Hayward wins Steelers cannonball contest.
True. That's a big man.
I'm going to say fake.
That is fake.
Ah.
I mean, as far as I know, unless they actually did have a cannonball contest, I'm sure he'd be competitive if they did.
Yes.
All right. AJ shows green thumb at 2017 Cincinnati home show.
Listen, if that's a fake headline, John, you need to be hired. Somebody. That's a great headline. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real, too.
That's fake.
Wow.
Oh, nice work, John.
John, God, that was
you got a new writer for the Cincinnati Post.
Yeah, that one, I was pretty happy with that one. But I thought Matt was going to go with fake when he started talking about, oh, the play on words is too heavy in that one. So
yeah. No, I bought in on that one.
That was good. Well done.
All righty. We'll do a couple more here. We've got Eagles probably have more talent than Packers Super Bowl teams.
That's fake news.
Oh, I'm going to go real.
That was a real story on ESPN. The coach was previously with the Packers, and he believes that the Eagles are just so full of talent that they are clearly better than the Packers Super Bowl teams.
Oof. Yeah, I think
it's the offseason, and every real headline is just hilarious. The Eagles do have a team. I don't know that they have a more talented team.
I think Aaron Rodgers is more talented by himself than the entire team.
I'd agree. Well,
maybe that's the homer in me.
I was just going to say, so Frank was touting the Giants a little bit. Now Matt gets his chance. All right, a couple more. We've got, let's see, Kamar Aiken's production was hurt by injury.
I heard that. I heard that on Twitter. I don't know if there was a real headline, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real, too.
Okay, I Googled it to make sure it was not a real headline. It is not.
Wow.
Like, I typed that in the Google just to make sure it didn't spit out some report with that title.
Maybe somebody was speculating.
I got Aiken, hurt, and injury all in one sentence.
So he's Aiken.
Aiken. I really hit it heavy there.
You do need to be a headline writer, John.
You really do, John. The Post. All right. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll just move to New York so that I can live like in a shoebox and write headlines. I'm sure that's how well they pay.
You could probably work from home though, so you'll be spending all your time in that shoebox.
That's true. Maybe I could just still work here and do it. I'll put in a resume. Alrighty, Adrian Peterson reenacts famous bad lip reading.
Oh my lord. That's got to be fake.
I got to say fake on that one.
That is real. NFL.com is really the series of bad lip reading videos.
I gotta go see this.
I know the videos. The videos are great, but I couldn't imagine Peterson would want to reenact it himself. He doesn't seem like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like a fun enough guy, really, if that means anything. Right. Wait, it seems like he's all business all the time.
A guy that beats kids doesn't seem like a guy that just wants to have a lot of fun.
I remember the video because he has a line where he's talking about orange circus peanuts.
Yes.
I don't know why I remember that, I need an orange peanut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange peanut.
Apparently, when you go to look for news, this is what you find on football websites now.
July is the worst.
Did you see the fake lip reading for Conor McGregor and
yes.
start singing?
Yeah.
Why do you need lip reading for him? Isn't everything he says pretty loud and blatant as it is?
Well, when they had Mayweather singing, that was great. I don't know how they did that, but that was perfect.
They do a great job.
All right. Well, we have gone way, way over our expected amount of time. So now Matt gets to have the fun job of trying to edit this and put it out.
Good luck.
Matt, I guess before we sign off, go ahead and give your information.
Yeah, you guys can find me, of course, at DynastyLeagueFootball.com. I co-host the DLF Dynasty podcast with Chad Scott and Dan Myler. So you can check all of our work there. Of course, you can also check out the Zookeeper Stories podcast at ZookeeperStories.com.
As for me, you can check me out here. This is, what I do. I don't write anywhere because I'm lazy and don't feel like it. You can also check out the Fantasy Insanity podcast, I guess, for a little bit longer. I think I've got like one more episode of that I want to do before I put that baby to bed.
Oh, so, really, John? That's sad.
Yeah. This is, let's face it, this podcast is a lot easier to do and a lot more fun.
That's
fair. I really enjoy the league talks too. I love doing Fantasy Insanity. I probably only have time to do one. And sure. this one's pretty doggone entertaining. At least it is to me. Hopefully it is to you listeners out there. If it is, let us know. Oh, look at that segue.
You're a pro. Got a headline writer and a segue writer, John.
Let us know. Eventually you will be able to find us on things like iTunes and Stitcher. You can't yet. It's not there. So hopefully you're enjoying this show on the SoundCloud post that we have it on now. But do look for it soon on iTunes. And when it's up there, give us a review, rate, all that stuff that people always ask for on podcasts. That would be helpful to us as well. If you have any games that you think we should play, let us know. I'm lazy enough to try and steal other people's work, and I will give them credit. So, if there's a game that you think would be fun and you'd like to hear it on here, let us know, and we'll see if we can get it on. Until the next time, which will probably be in a week or two or three or four. Matt and I have vacations coming up. Enjoy this game and let other people know to listen to it and enjoy it. Thanks a lot for listening.
And if you want to be on the show, let us know that too, because we're building a list.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Matt is building a list. Matt is building a list somewhere.
I'm checking it twice.
Alrighty. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody.
You're like John Candy and Summer Rental.